Janelle! A girl with long, sleek black hair and the sharpest cheekbones I'd ever seen appeared in the doorway. She was holding a plate with a single carrot in one hand and a half-empty glass in the other.
I've been looking all over for you.
Oh, hi, Fiona.
Janelle slipped her mule back onto her right foot.
When I heard the band, I thought maybe you tried to disappear out the back door.
Fiona said with a smirk. She drained her glass, then put it on the plate and shoved both in my direction, barely glancing at me.
Would you mind bringing me some more seltzer?
Fiona, this is Amy.
Casting me a sideways glance, Janelle took the plate and placed it on the nearest table.
She's Steve's best friend's daughter.
What?
Fiona's blue eyes widened.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. It's just, your outfit makes you look like a caterer. Come on, Janelle. Let's go see if the band knows any music from this millennium.
And with that, she dragged Janelle through the French doors and into the bustle of the party.
Hey, there you are.
Just then, Kirk trotted down the patio steps, holding out his plate.
Okay, I get it, I snapped. You already told me I look like a waitress.
If Lane can be interpreted to some extent as a sly critique of the ubiquity of the shoujo, the next work to be considered, Miyazaki Hayao's Spirited Away, Sento Chihiro no Kamikakushi, is an explicit critique of the consumerist lifestyle that created the shoujo phenomenon. In fact, Miyazaki has said that he deliberately made Spirited Away in order to provide some useful lessons to a few 10-year-old girls of his acquaintance. There is no denying that the movie continues what might be called the Studio Ghibli agenda in promoting a certain outlook and value system. It should be emphasized, however, that Spirited Away, while imparting certain moral lessons, is never overtly didactic. Rather, the film is a tour de force of dazzling images, memorable characters, and entertaining plot twists. It is one of the most original and intriguing of any of Miyazaki's films to date.
Will you fit on the brassiere, Miss Brady?
The shop girl asked. Pale First Communion voice. Pale pure rosary bead hands held the flimsy black sinful garment between her fingers. And her fingers were ashamed.
No, just measure me, I said. She took a measuring tape out of her overall pocket, and I raised my arms while she measured me. The black underwear was Baba's idea. She said that we wouldn't have to wash it so often, and that it was useful if we ever had a street accident, or if men were trying to strip us in the backs of cars.
Marcia, an attractive, well-dressed woman in her 60s, smiled and rose to her feet.
We were just talking about you, Charity. You've had a busy morning. Congratulations. Josh here tells me you convinced Bernie to sign the letter of intent.
Charity moved toward them, doing her best to appear friendly without actually looking at Josh. When she made the mistake of meeting his hazel green eyes, she could have sworn she heard the theme from Gone with the Wind playing softly in the background. Josh stood and gave her a lazy grin, one that made her toes curl inside her pumps.
We haven't been formally introduced, he said, holding out his hand. I'm Josh Golden.
She so did not want to shake his hand, given the symptoms she'd already experienced. Actual physical contact might lead to heart failure or something even more embarrassing. She swallowed, sucked in a breath, then braced herself for it. His large hand engulfed hers. Sparks even bigger than those that had killed her computer jumped between them. Her stomach flipped, her privates cheered, and she half expected to see fireworks shooting up by the ceiling.
Mr. Golden, she murmured, withdrawing quickly, then sinking into the seat behind her.
She did her best not to think about the fact that, thanks to Cheryl's screensaver, she had now seen his bare butt.
Josh, please.
And how many women screamed that on a regular basis? She wondered, turning her attention to the much safer mare.